My work in art represents a search for understanding and an appreciation of what the passage of time does to material and to the world we inhabit. Hand tools worn by hours of labor, chipped floor tiles, faded paint, dry washes, and eroded mountain formations contribute to my sensibilities. In turn, it becomes my intention to communicate through my work the influence that long expanses of time can mean to both the object and to the individual. Because the art I create often communicates a sense of the archaeological, I often refer to the objects as artifacts for the future. Found objects dominate my most recent body of work. The things I am attracted to are fragments of broken, worn, and discarded elements from our material world. These objects have been exposed to wind, water, sun, and decades of time. For a number of reasons, I find this type of object worthy of contemplation. When I combine found objects with traditional art materials, I'm attempting to communicate a sense of appreciation for the rugged beauty and mystery that resides in old objects and the perception of time as experienced from the past. Albert Einstein wrote, "There is something behind objects that is deeply hidden." The future is but the obsolete in reverse, an idea written by Vladimir Nabokov. From T.S. Eliot, "Time present and the past are both perhaps present in the future, and the time future contained in time past."